This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Housing and spending related to housing accounts for about 15% of this economy. So says the National Association of Home Builders, which makes it no small thing that the housing market continues to overperform if you're on the building or selling side of that equation. The Commerce Department said this morning housing starts were up 11% from a year ago. That's literally groundbreaking on new homes. There will be a revision, of course, as the data gets smooth, but the overall trend is definitely up. Really, it's about low interest rates, which are making borrowing cheaper than it's ever been for would-be home buyers in this economy. If, that is, you can get those record low rates. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
I'm about to do something I'm pretty sure I will immediately regret. Request a quote to refinance my mortgage. I go to one of those online aggregators, type in my address, the size and type of the loan I'm looking for, 30-year fixed, and my cell number, and boom. Calls, text messages, and emails start rolling in, offering rates from 2.5% with $3,500 in fees to 3.62% with zero fees. According to Freddie Mac, the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is a record low 2.81%, with a fee of about 0.5% of the total loan. But Deputy Chief Economist Len Kiefer says there are reasons the same individual can get wildly different offers.
Particularly this year, with a lot of volatility in financial markets, a lot of different lenders are facing different economic circumstances. We've seen the variation in rates in our survey actually widen quite a lot.
Some of those circumstances? Tendai Kapfidze is chief economist at LendingTree. He says lenders have different borrowing costs. Sometimes they're just trying to make their numbers, or
if a lender has a big office in an expensive neighborhood, they're going to have to cover that cost with the profits from the mortgages.
But lenders aren't going to let you in on all that. They may still offer you a low rate, but tack on a lot of fees. Bankrate chief financial analyst Greg McBride says this is one of those times where it really does pay to shop around.
That time invested to get a lower rate on your mortgage generates a great return on investment when you're able to shave, you know, a quarter or half a percentage point off of the loan rate you otherwise would have gotten.
And getting the best rate may mean you actually have to pick up the phone. Hello, this is Amy Scott for Marketplace.